Good afternoon and welcome to Stage Talk, a weekly conversation about local theater. My name is Jean Paul.
And my name is Mark Muro. And today our guests are from UAA, here to talk about a play called Terra Nova, which is being performed right now, this weekend and next weekend. We have Tiffany Gwynn, Eric Holshue, and Bradford Jackson, which are three actors in the play. Welcome, actors.
Thank you.
Hello.
Thank you.
Okay, well, I happened to see this play on opening night last week. I really enjoyed it. I think it's terrific. And it's about what you tell us what it's about. Just jump in, whoever.
Well, it's the biggest themes it has is it's mainly about discovery and the personal sacrifices involved in the pursuit. It's, you know, it's the examination of our desire to be human in the face of all that threatens our survival, how we cause our own disasters, how we must face our mistake.
And this is the theme of the play?
Yeah.
And there are many themes, actually, and that's interwoven into the story.
And the play is called Terra Nova, and that means new land, but that refers to a more general overview of the play is it's the race to discover the South Pole.
Yeah.
And this took place in 1911?
The winter of 1911 to 1912.
And this is Robert Scott, the British explorer, egoist. And and all those guys, they had to have some incredible survival ego core.
Well, the British did at the time. The British flag is all around the world.
Exactly, right. And so there was a big status, a prestige thing. And you, Eric, you play the Norwegian.
Yes, that is correct.
Amundsen.
Okay, and he's the guy. He's kind of the nemesis competitor, and they have this very compelling, super dramatic race to the pole, and it goes off on all these other tangents, and they have flashbacks. And Tiffany, you're the wifey love interest at home, and there's letters, and it's just a spectacular production. And we see an aerial view of. I'm not going to give anything away because I can't possibly articulate it, but we see a view of the Antarctic ice pack. In like miniature, and you guys are like colossi stride upon this. I mean, things unfold. I noticed as it was going with the production between the lights and the sound, and just how well it was orchestrated, choreographed almost on and off, and everything like that. Well, what was it like playing these roles? How did you do the research? There's also paintings.
Well, I know for me and a couple other guys, we had bought a book over the summer on had included some journals of Scott's, and that really is what did it for me, reading those. And
well, you play the Norwegian.
Yes.
And you have an accent.
There's a book, one of the books that I bought has actually Scott and Amundsen's information in it, and that's the one that I read the most.
Amundsen is it. Is a hero of mine. So I'm looking at the wrong side of his play, apparently. But nevertheless, I'm not going to give anything away if I can help it. So tell me what you do, Eric. I'm sorry, I've got you mixed up.
Brad,
what do
I'm
you do?
I'm Brad, yeah.
What I did was mainly Eric and I both, we bought some books on Robert Falcon Scott's journey to the South Pole that it mainly had a lot of his journal entries, and it had not only his, but it also had others' journal entries that were Wilson Evans and Oates, my character, who was in it as well as Birdie's, Bowers. And I mainly took the information from there, but also I did research into watching some DVDs that were actual history about Lawrence Oates, and they talked mainly to his relatives and people of his family, and they gave me a good grasp of what type of personality he had.
Well, my question really was, what do you do in the play?
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, I play the character of Oates. He's the soldier. He's more of the hard person that's always working. He's always moving, and he's always trying to get it done. And he's the type of guy that likes to nip it in the butt.
Okay.
He's an expeditious guy.
He is, indeed.
Yeah, and Tiffany, you are the kind of the anchor to the in the outside world, because these guys are in this rarefied bubble, and kind of going insane as well. It's just, by the time you meet him. Yeah, yeah, and unimaginably difficult and hard. It must have been like such a nightmare, that trip. And, and yet they brought it on themselves.
And we can't even think of it in the, and it's hard to think of it in those terms because Amundsen says at one point, you know, where else is there to go, basically? Mm-hmm. And at that point in time, there were still things to discover, really big things, like being the first human beings to be at the South Pole. So having that kind of an anchor for Scott would have been the thing that kept him going, that kept all of them going to get there, to be the first and to return home, even though they really didn't.
Yeah, and there's like
I didn't want to say that.
Well, okay. it's a historical fact. Anyone who's going to be sort of aware of it, it says it in the program
right up front. Yeah. I love this fact when they get down to the magnetic South Pole. That's a great moment in the play, and they see that they're not. Anyway, there's a lot of great moments in the play. But going back, isn't there a backstory with you that is left out of the play?
For Kathleen?
Yeah.
She's the strange thing about Kathleen is that she, although she never really meant to get into the whole, you know, being part of that society. She was brought up in money. She was an artist. She's a sculptor. So she had pretty much her own life going on and really chose to engage herself in this relationship with Scott. And that is picked up in the play, which is great.
You're very forceful.
She's a very forceful personality, yeah.
Yeah, we're at halftime. In case you're just joining us, we're talking about the play called Terra Nova, which is running at UAA. And we're talking to three actors from the show. So let's continue. And you're listening to KSKA Stage Talk.
With Kathleen going on afterwards, it was a lot of that came from Scott's wishes, what he wanted for his son, for their son. So she continued on in that vein in his memory to support what he had done. So it was kind of this amazing generational thing that just carried forth in that explorer kind of proud vein, her son doing all of these wonderful things for the country, and herself, she did get married again, just as he wanted her to. So there are a lot of good things that came out of kind of a real disaster.
That's nice. Well, you can't make a play about it if there isn't, really.
That's true.
And how this must take scenes of Scott's trip and scenes of Amundsen's trip then, right?
This is just of Scott. And okay. Amundsen is actually in Scott's head. He's a figment of Scott's imagination. It's actually interesting because
That is interesting.
The Amundsen in the play is not, it can't really be the true Amundsen because it's only what Scott can know about Amundsen, you know, because it's Scott's imagination.
Interesting.
But it's like a rival that keeps coming back to kind of taunt him and encourage him, and then he becomes humanized as the thing really starts, the wheels are coming off the cart, things get worse and worse, and then the Amundsen guy is almost kind of like a Greek chorus. He's like a bridge between what's going on and the audience, and it's just really masterfully done. Who wrote this play?
Ted Talley.
And he's known for doing screenplays?
The one major one is The Silence of the Lambs. And most people that that I've ever talked to about this and say, oh, who what else has he written? They go, oh, wow. Then it must be really good.
Academy Award-winning writer.
Yes.
Well, it has this pacing. It's so dramatic. It's so theatrical, the production. It's a great way to kick off your season there. Getting back to the Kathleen character, there's that wonderful scene where she kind of chooses him to supply the seed for her offspring.
For her son.
So she was like a real forceful kind of, you know.
She was kind of a rock in and of herself. She didn't really need anything. She chose to take that and to become a part of his life, and he become a part of hers. So when that occurred, it kind of made both of their lives very, very topsy-turvy, and they had a bit of a stormy relationship that's kind of well-documented in old letters and things like that.
Well, I don't want to give too much of this play away, so let me ask you about, you're all students at UAA, I take it?
These gentlemen are. I actually graduated from UAA in 2003.
Okay. And what have you done before?
Brett, you want to go?
No, what have I done before? Mm-hmm. I've done... So the first show I did was She Stoops to Conquer. And
which I saw and which I enjoyed very much.
Oh, good. Yeah. And I've also done As You Like It, which was mm-hmm. also directed by Tom Skor. And I've done The Merry Wives of Windsor. And this is my fourth show going on mm-hmm. right now.
Okay.
So fairly new.
And well, my last two shows for Main Stage would be We Bombed in New Haven and the As You Like It, which was both by Tom Skor.
Excellent. He does very good work, obviously.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And he's a teacher, or?
He's the head acting instructor and also the chair of the Department for Theater and Dance at UAA.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I imagine you enjoy working for him.
Absolutely.
Oh, yes.
He was the when I saw who was going to be directing this play, is one of the main reasons that I auditioned, because I very much wanted to work with Tom again. He's mm-hmm. a fantastic mm-hmm. director.
Well, from what I've seen, I would agree completely.
Yeah. Getting back to the production itself, who did the design? Those paintings in the back, are their actual black and white paintings from photographs?
Yeah, they're actually done by some
who did that? They're
art
great.
Majors here
they're
at
great.
UAA.
Oh, yeah. So different people did them.
Yes.
Yeah,
they brought
in art majors. And
okay,
because
it would have taken a long time for one person to do them while I was like checking them out. I
wanted yeah.
We had a lot of great kind of interplay with a lot of the different departments.
Yeah, well, that came through. It was a real synergistic effect. You had the multimedia thing, and the sound design was great. That was Eric Hayden.
That's
yeah.
Right.
Did that, and there was little music. Everything was just so well done.
Well, unfortunately, we're just about out of time.
Would I be able to also mention this opening is in kind of conjunction with the opening of the new ConocoPhillips Integrated Sciences Building? At UAA, it just opened this fall, and it's an amazing building. There's actually a short film before our show that talks about it and the integration of sciences and arts, so people get to enjoy that right before they enjoy the show.
Well, now I'm really out of time. Thanks for coming. Tiffany Gwynn, Eric Holshue, and Bradford Jackson. And we're all looking forward to Terra Nova, UAA's main stage.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And now for the Stage Talk calendar. At Cyrano's, a world premiere, The Courtship of Zack and Ada, runs Thursday through Saturday at 7 p.m. with a Sunday matinee at 3. For tickets and more information, call 263-ARTS or go to centerdix.net.
And Anchorage Community Theater continues their new season with Harvey. This show runs Thursdays through Saturdays at 7 p.m. with a Sunday matinee at 3 through October the 25th at the ACT Warehouse Theater located on East 70th Old Seward Highway. For tickets and more information, call 868-4913 or go to acthome@gci.net. And there will be auditions also there at ACT this Saturday from 1 to 5 and Sunday from 6 to 9. That's October 17th and 18th for the play Heart. It's a brand new play. It's going to be directed by Kevin Bennett, and they will be at the ACT Black Box Theater at 1133 East 70th. And also another audition notice for a dog. If you want your dog to be a star and appear on the poster for the Cyrano's Bark the Musical, go to Poor Prince. It's a pet store from 11 to 5 on Saturday.
Finally, the UAA Department of Theater and Dance presents Terra Nova by Ted Talley and directed by Tom Skor on the UAA Main Stage Theater. This show runs Friday and Saturday at 8 p.m. with a Sunday matinee at 3 p.m. through October 25th. For tickets, call the UAA Theater Box Office at 786-4849. That's it for this week. And remember that it's the fall membership drive. Do your part today. Call 550-8484 with your pledge of support for KSKA. Until the next time, I'm Jean Paul.
And I'm Mark Muro for KSKA.